Matthias Rueb, Washington bureau chief of the Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung, says the initial reaction in Germany to Cardinal Ratzinger's election was mixed.
There was a kind of trying to embrace the fact that a German cardinal has been elected pope after almost five centuries. On the other hand, the Germans still have problems with his conservative policies. I think it's fair to say that the skepticism was rather prevailing than the enthusiasm. The consensus within the mainstream media is that he will follow the footsteps of John Paul II and will be a guardian of the unity of the church.
Matthias Rueb notes that Germans support Pope Benedict's recent efforts to reach out to people outside the Roman Catholic fold.
The important thing to know about Catholicism in Germany is that the Catholic Church, as well as the Protestant Church, is in a quite difficult situation. They have a share of 50% each of people of faith in Germany, but both churches are empty. There is a growing consensus in Germany and also in France that actually Europe is going to become more Muslim. So should the church hold the line or give a hand towards the growing Muslim population? It's hard to predict which policies this new pope from Germany will follow.
Paolo Zotero is Washington correspondent for O Estado de São Paulo, a daily newspaper in Brazil, which has the world's largest Catholic population. He describes reactions in Latin America to the new pope as mixed at best.
The press has tended to be more negative than positive because the new pope is identified as the enforcer of the very tough line John Paul II took against liberation theology. But the Brazilian cardinal, especially the cardinal from São Paulo, Claudio Humes, that was mentioned as a possible name for the papacy, has been a champion of the poor, very much aligned along social concerns, the problems of inequality that are rampant in Latin America, and particularly in Brazil.
Many Latin Americans were disappointed that a cardinal from their region was not chosen to succeed Pope John Paul II. But that letdown was overshadowed by the fear that, given his background, Pope Benedict XVI might perpetuate conservative doctrine that is increasingly at odds with many Latin American Catholics, especially Brazilians. Again, Paolo Sotero.
The church in Brazil is losing practicing members because of the tough lines, particularly on things like contraception, that Catholics find it very difficult to live by in modern days. Catholicism in Brazil has been losing ground to the Protestants, particularly evangelicals and Pentecostals. The critical mass of opinion among Catholics in Brazil would put the church much more engaged in the social struggle, in debates related to contraception and abortion. There is a big difference between what the church says and what Catholics do.
Like Latin America, Africa is home to millions of Roman Catholics. The continent's most populous country, Nigeria, also boasts a large Muslim population. Nigerian journalist Folo Ogundimu and professor at Michigan State University said he thought initially that the Catholic Church had missed a great opportunity in not selecting a pope with a reputation for interfaith dialogue. But he said he has found encouraging Pope Benedict XVI's remarks in recent days about the importance of dialogue between Christians and Muslims.
I find it remarkable because it does signal to the larger world community that this is an issue of priority. Regardless of what his beliefs might have been, when he was a cardinal, he's signifying that I will do all there is in my power to ensure that interfaith dialogue begun under Pope John Paul II will continue.
Regarding the new pope's conservative position on the use of condoms to prevent the spread of the AIDS pandemic in places like Africa, Mr. Ogundimu says he thinks some of the criticism is misplaced.
The Catholic Church does, I believe, pay attention to the AIDS crisis, although the strategy that it has chosen may be a controversial one, greater promotion of abstinence.
A common theme in the reactions of the press in Europe, Latin America, Africa, and Asia has been that the pontificate of Pope Benedict XVI may continue to surprise observers. For International Press Club, I'm Judith Latham.